Gary, first of all, let's just talk about your business. Diego Fabbrini, to get him in straight away, a fan's favourite anyway. That would please you, I think, as well, for that position.
Yeah, absolutely. It was one that we tried, obviously, in the summer, which was well documented. And then we tried again about two or three weeks before we actually got him. But it was such a complicated... I mean, I think... you know, people who've tried to do the deal have said it's probably one of the most protracted, complicated deals that they've ever done. So, I mean, it needed an awful lot of patience. It needed us to kind of stay in the race, really. But I think the biggest thing for us was that Diego was very, very keen to come back because he knows what we're trying to do here. He was keen to play perhaps a bit more regularly, which, you know, you understand the team like Middlesbrough that are going to try and win the title. But we're really pleased. You know, he's an icon, as we knew in the five or six games that he was here. He was almost iconic, a real crowd favourite, which, as we know, is worth its weight in gold when you can have someone on the pitch that galvanises the fans like that. But also gives us another slightly different attacking option. And I just felt at this point, we're in such a good position. You know, we need options. And I'll have to be the one to manage those options, but certainly to have another player with that type of ability in tight areas, you know, can only be a good thing for us.
And that's the reason he wants to be here, and I think he probably realises that you and your staff got the best out of him, perhaps.
Yeah, possibly, and I think that's, you know, we found that with a lot of the players that they come, because they know they're going to get a slightly different type of environment, you know, whereas a lot of the bigger clubs, obviously, there's far more pressure, and there's far more pressure for them to do everything spot on every day, and day in, day out, and we can do that, but in a more relaxed environment, which I think helps players. You know, I've always wanted to try and create a really kind of positive environment where you tell players what they're good at rather than what they're not good at, you know, and I think players respond to that more so nowadays. But I think the other thing for us as well, we had half an eye on the fact that John Terrell's an Arsenal player, and we don't think that that's a player that, if he keeps progressing how he's doing, you know, then I think for him and for Arsenal, I'm sure they'll want to see whether or not he can take that next step. So whilst he's been unbelievable for us so far, and I would expect him to continue to grow and develop, you know, it's half an eye on the long term, as well as what options it gives us now.
Ryan Shotton brings wealth of experience.
Yeah, wealth of experience. Like you say, he's played in the Premier League for Stoke. And also a little bit of extra size, you know, extra size and athleticism and power, which is something that we just felt we needed to add to the defensive lineup. Can play right back, can play right side centre back, can play left side centre back. I think he even played left back on one or two occasions. So I think we've got enough versatility. Of course, there's always that balance, isn't there, of trying to bring players in to strengthen, but also not having too many players, but it tips that squad mentality and that attitude over the edge, really. So I think he's a player that, you know, we've liked for a while. We tried to get him in, I think it was the end of the last window. I think we made another inquiry on loan, but of course Derby with the players that they've got. But I think they've maybe brought in, you know, two or three extra players over this last period, and I think they're just trying to trim down and get a tight group as well. So we were very, very fortunate to be able to got him. I didn't think he was one we would get this window, and we're really pleased because, like I said, he gives you something very, very different to what we got.
He could be a threat at the far post as well for you.
Yeah, he's a threat set piece wise. I think, you know, scored quite a few set-piece goals in his time. I think Derby, last season, he was one of their main threats when we played them in terms of who you mark with. And that's always something, you know, you think of the amount of goals that come from set-pieces nowadays. But you have to make sure you're strong in those areas. But again, you know, both of those players, I think it's important that they both know the situation. They both know that they've got to work hard to get into this team. And I think that's important that, you know, we haven't brought in these players to go straight into the team. We're going so well at the moment, but it's important that they know they've got to knock people out of the team, you know, and I think that bodes well for that competition that brings.
You'll be hoping that the ones with the shirt at the moment, you get even more out of them.
Absolutely, yeah, and I think also we've got a little bit of flexibility in some of the games. You know, for example, Bristol are a big side, or have been a very big side. That we play tomorrow. So again, it just gives us that little bit of flexibility if we feel we need to play John with Diego, for example, if we feel Diego's more appropriate to play in the number 10 role. Again, we've got options. So I think that's the key. I think the key is to rather than have less options at the start of the season where it's more about keeping the group happy and keeping the group content and pushing together. Now it's about having probably slightly more options than we need, but as we know, sometimes winning games in the last 15, 20 minutes can be the difference in this home run.
What do you expect from Bristol City?
Yeah, they're a good side. I thought they were a good side when we played them at home. I know we beat them 4-2, I think it was, but the game could have ended up 6-6. You know, it was such an open game, an entertaining game. Yeah, obviously, they've changed since Johns took over and Wade. I think they've got a little bit more energy in the team, perhaps a bit more mobility in certain areas. Maybe just looking at not being quite so big as a team. You know, obviously Goldbourne would come into contention. Lee Tomlin is a player that we, you know, I think we had half an eye on trying to bring Lee in, but we just felt with Diego's long-term situation that would be a better one for us. But Lee was certainly would have been a player I'd have liked, you know, and I know he's a very, very good player on his day. So we're going to have to be mindful of quite a few threats. Kajaya, I think, again, probably one of the most informed strikers in this division with his goals. So they're going to be a difficult side to play against, of course, but it's about us doing what we do best and trying to put in another good performance, because I think we've lost 1 in 9 at the moment and we're on a really good run. But as we know, to good runs, you know, you don't want them to end, and we've got to keep working hard to keep that going.
No law says they have to end, though.
No, there's not. No, there isn't. No, there isn't. And I think that it's something I try not to do as well, is to try and, you know, I think we spoke about it early season, that I sort of said, oh, you know, we're not going to stay unbeaten all season. Well, I think we lost the game after that, so I'm going to try not to say those type of things anymore. And like you say, why can't we go on an unbeaten run? But no, I think at the moment it's just about us working incredibly hard.
We are in great form.
We are in good form. We're working incredibly hard as a team. And I think when you see that togetherness, for me, you know, that's just as important as the results, because I think long term, you know, you're going to keep that consistency. But no, I've been really pleased recently.
When you're in that sort of form, though, the opposition will be different. They'll treat you differently, with a bit more respect and a bit more guarded. And so you'll come up against a different team than if you weren't in form.
Yeah, well, it's quite ironic, isn't it, that after the start of the season, you know, we started getting teams, particularly coming to St Andrews and blocking the game up a little bit. We then dropped off it a touch and had a poor run, and then everyone seems to come and be back to normal. So you wonder if it moves in cycles. Again, we're on a good run, so maybe people would take and pay a little bit more attention to us. But I think when you're away from home, most teams at home, they work on what they need to do to win the game. I don't think they worry quite as much about the opposition than normal. I think that just allows us to go out there and do what we have to do to try and win the game. But again, we never underestimate anyone. We know we have to be respectful of what Bristol can offer.
You mentioned the two signings you brought in, but of course, Will Buckley staying to the end of the season. That's another good move for you.
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah, and I think also securing James Vaughan this window. So I think we've had a reasonably good window in terms of what we've wanted to do and what we've actually achieved. Of course, that's not an indication of what the results are going to be moving forward. But yeah, we're pleased, and Will, particularly if he shows after that first game, you know, if he can repeat those type of performances and get better and better, which I believe he can. And then we know we've got another good player on our hands.
The board have backed you, haven't they?
Yeah, they have. Yeah, they have, and they have backed us, and we've been really thankful for that. You know, we knew that if Damari went, we always had a little bit of a plan as to what we felt we may be able to do, and the board have been excellent with that. And also with the loans, you know, we've again early in the season, when people wonder why we're not signing players, sometimes that's because we're just trying to build those funds up, so when we really, really need them, we can go out and have a little bit more impact. So I think there's some careful planning, excellent backing from, like you say, from the board, and some forward thinking as well by, I think, the likes of Panos, you know, to be able to go and convince the board that we need, these are the things we need to do to stay and be competitive.
Any injuries back? Anybody out? Magoma fit or not?
Yeah, Mags is back in training. He's been fine. I don't think Dave Cox is a million miles away, but not trained yet. I think the only one that struggled a touch is Michael Kiftenbelt. But he's trained this morning, so we'll see how his hip reacts. He's got a bang on the hip. He nearly missed last weekend's game. Got a bang after 10 minutes, made it worse. Old Brock as well. Brock pulled his hamstring just a little bit. It's only a bit of a niggle, but we think he might be sort of a week to 10 days out. But again, they're the only two, so I would expect Michael to have a good chance of being fit. But I think Brock will be ruled out for the weekend's game.